It's Wednesday, December the 9th, and you're tuned in to the TNW Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And you're listening to the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
In the widest? In the whole?
Yeah, I think it's the whole wide world.
All continents?
We're here. We're doing it. We're trying our best to do everything.
All right.
That's what I last remembered. Anyways, you know what? We're going to start the show off with something of the utmost importance.
Which is?
The TNIB End of the Year Awards. True. It's that time of year, kiddos. You know, at the end of every year, we have an awards ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
But the special thing about our awards is we do our official awards at the same time we do our listener awards.
Yes.
They are the same categories, only the listener ones mean absolutely nothing, but it's fun hearing your shitty opinions.
why you gotta do them like that? Come on. We want people to hand in stuff.
I'm messing with y'all. No. Right. No, it's fun hearing what the people who listen, because people who listen to this podcast like, because more often than not, they mention things that are completely alien to either myself or you, Anthony.
Yeah, because like it's technically a cool thing in the world to them.
Yeah,
but we just have no.
We have no context, and sometimes it leads us to believe like, why are you listening? It sounds like we got nothing in common.
We got nothing for you.
Yeah, like what are you doing here? But anyways, yes, these are the awards that we host every year. We invite you all to write in. And let's see, without further ado, we'll go through the categories if you're new here this year, and for you longtime listeners, this will be a bit familiar, but we can run through the categories. All right, so first up on the category of awards is the hottest female of the year.
Self-explanatory.
Pretty much, the lady that made you weak in the knees.
It could be 2D, 3D, yeah, and 4D.
Yeah, as long as she, you know what the shitty thing is?
What?
I know that we're not going to get through this without some fucking VTubers.
I might put a VTuber on.
Oh my God.
I might have to put a VTuber on this year. I don't know. It might happen.
How dare you?
What are you talking about? What?
How dare you? Anyways, the whole thing is she has to have, you know, been in some sort of production.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that
in 2020.
The Reaper Calliope has the boing boings. And I don't.
Wow.
I don't really know what else to say there.
Wow.
She got the boing boings.
All right. Attached to this award is the second award is the male crush of the year. I mean, pretty much the male version of the hottest female of the year. You know?
And also, maybe some VTubers.
Oh my God.
You didn't hear about the male VTuber scene?
No, I did not.
The butler scene?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you're slipping. You're out of touch with the kids, homie.
I don't care. I just don't care. Right. Don't care. All right. Next up, the most underappreciated of the year. Remember, this is one of those, like, it's universally regarded as something that's good, but nobody bothered to take notice
like
of it.
Played it or watched it or did
it. Like, this could be, again, Critical Darling. This could be, like, the movie that cleans up at the Oscars but tanked at the box office, you know.
Maybe you got COVID and turned your life around for the better.
Wow. No.
Maybe COVID is underappreciated.
No, COVID, but COVID, no. Remember, the idea is it has to be great. COVID is not considered great.
COVID shut down the world. It's a pretty great, like, virus. It did some great stuff.
Wow. Okay. This award is also known as the Hipster Award.
Yeah. Okay. I love this award.
Next up is the Disappointment of the Year. This is pretty self-explanatory. I mean, the idea here is like, you were excited about it, but it just failed to impress.
Yeah, we're looking forward to.
Yeah, it also doubles as basically the worst of the year. Because I don't think we have the worst of the year as an award.
We had it before, but I just think I took it out of my little list thing.
No, we don't.
We don't?
We don't.
Oh, okay.
We've never had worst of the year.
Then this is the worst thing of the year?
Yeah, disappointment, worst thing. It's the same thing.
Shout out to Goblin Slayer from last year.
Oh, yeah, they did win.
That shit sucked dick.
They did win. Next up is the Late to the Party Award. Again, it could be any form of entertainment or piece of equipment
from any time.
Yeah. The only rule is it can't have been a thing in 2020.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. You couldn't have been, it's not that you were late to it by a couple months. Yeah. You had to have been late to it by a year at least.
Yeah. Like you gotta be coming back to like, oh my God, you guys hear this show called Game of Thrones?
Oh my God, you hear about the show called Firefly? It's fucking garbage.
You can now do it. You can do it. One of the newer categories is the next award, the best meme.
Best meme is a good award.
I'm gonna have to do some digging for this one.
Really?
I feel like I've seen a lot of really good memes, but they all just, I completely blank when it comes time to remember them.
I think there's a couple. I think there's a couple in my mind, in my dome.
Okay. Next award is the best surprise. Mm-hmm. So this is essentially just something that like you had no expectation for, and it turned out to be great. And it could be anything.
It could be anything.
It could be anything. The idea here is that, you know, it was something that either you had no expectation of it, or someone thrust it upon you and you're like, oh shit, this is actually really good. It just can't be something that's super popular.
Yeah, this is basically the backstory award. This is like, oh, like my friend told me to do this, but like it's not really the media that matters, yeah. I guess. I've found, at least in the past, that it's usually
this one that affects how you personally present it. Yeah. Yeah. Personally, this one how it affects you personally. All right. Next up is the Never Got Around to It Award. So this is the thing that did come out in 2020 or whatever, movie, game,
anything. TV show.
Yeah. And you like were so hyped to get to experience it, but then you're like,
and then life happened.
Then COVID happened. Then
COVID happened.
And suddenly there were no movies.
Yeah, I heard you like movies. No.
Yeah. So yeah, this is pretty self-explanatory. You just never got around to it. The pretty we'll say traditional awards. Mm-hmm. Song of the year.
Yeah.
TV show of the year.
Yeah.
Movie of the year.
Yeah.
And game of the year.
Self-explanatory.
These are, you should pretty know, like they just had to come out 2020. That's it. And then finally, best of the year.
Best of the year is an aggregate.
It is.
We take the winners from each category.
Yes.
And we put them in a list.
Yeah, we put them in a list and we choose whatever is the best from
that list.
That list.
What is the best thing that happened, yes, in terms of media or whatever this year?
Yeah. So it's not necessarily a quote best of the year, like it could be anything. It is definitely.
Yeah.
Derived from the previous categories. So if you want to participate, we'll have this information up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, you could either put it in a Facebook comment on the Facebook page, or you can send it at tniab.letters with an S at the end at gmail.com.
Yeah, or you could send it as a PM, a DM to either the Facebook account
or the Twitter account.
If you want to send it to my personal accounts or Anthony's personal accounts, feel free,
bro.
You know, if you want to
my
like
personal
if account. You want to like hide it from one of us and just spring it as a surprise, yeah, fine, okay. We could do that. Sure.
We will be making a Google Sheets.
Yes,
I assume.
Yes, we will. But yeah, again, so just to return to that information again quickly, you know, this is the end of the year awards. There's a couple categories. If you want to participate, we encourage you to. And we should set a deadline for this, because generally we record this on the last week of the year.
Yeah.
And the last week of the year is the 30th, I believe.
So do you want them to get it in by, like, the Friday? Like, the 25th?
Sure, yeah. If you guys
get it in by Christmas.
Okay, maybe that would be... Yeah. Pushing it, but we'll go with
28th. How about that?
The 28th seems like a pretty decent window.
Get it in by the 28th,
a Monday, December 28th. Get your submissions in. Every show up until then, we will be reminding you guys of this so that we can have a good amount of participation. But I hope you guys are excited. It's a pretty fun one. Oh, and I forgot to mention, the way we decide winners for this category.
Like, oh, for the audience portion, yes.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wait, you're talking about the one we do or for the audience?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So Anthony and I, of course, have to debate and decide who's the winner.
Uh-huh.
So for the audience one, you know, all you guys collectively give your answers. The answers for any particular category, Anthony and I will go through and we will choose the winners for you.
Yeah, because you cannot be trusted with your own decisions.
Yes. In an event where Anthony and I cannot decide, we do have a third party to decide for us.
Which is producer TJ.
Yes. So there's definitely backups to backups.
And TJ is a wild card. Because TJ, if you haven't listened to our past award shows, he can either pick either of ours or he can choose his own.
Yes.
If he doesn't like any of the four choices, because we'll do a runner-up and a final pick.
Yeah.
And yeah, if TJ doesn't like any of those, he'd just be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't care. Shakira wins, best song.
Yeah. So that's, look forward to it. Again, we'll be running through this next week in case you guys have a couple more questions. But yes, that was the bit of housekeeping we wanted to get out of the way, and we put it up at the front to make sure that you guys hear about it, so you guys
know about it.
Yeah, and hopefully you participate. So we look forward to your submissions. Now, with that out of the way, we're going to continue on the community front because we got a question to chew on.
We do.
So I'm just going, I suppose I'm going to read it. Here we go. If you could control what played on the huge screens in Times Square, what would you transmit? For the purposes of this question, you have access to it for one day.
A whole day?
It's not long enough to establish any sort of pattern, but definitely long enough to make an impact on the day.
I feel like I would just troll it.
Would you?
I feel like, I think I'd put like, what's the fucking, Corone, the VTuber? Where she plays Mario in English.
You would put a V. You would waste it on a VTuber?
Like, I feel like.
What has your life become?
I feel like I'd put the VTuber there.
All right.
What else? I don't know what else I'd put. Like, the thing I would think of. The only other thing I would think of is, like, because I'm a fucking dirty music hipster,
yes,
is that I would make a playlist, like a day long playlist of all the indie bands that I think deserve more publicity, and then put that up on the screen.
Free advertisement.
Yeah, for the boys.
Gross.
We just put our podcast on. No. 24 hours, nah, baby.
Nah. I don't know what I put. I think I want to do something fun though.
Porn.
Nah.
Hardcore pornography.
Nah, that gets boring after like 10 minutes.
But it's on a giant screen.
Yeah, but you can't do anything.
True.
Like, it's, imagine you're out there in the public.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna be like, Now what?
What do we do?
Yeah, like, what, am I going to whip my dick out and start masturbating?
Would you play video games on it?
No. I think I would just film, like, an elaborate hoax.
Like what?
I don't know. I would love to do, like, one of those. I guess because it just, I'm in the mood of that whole, what's that? That big statue that's appearing across the world.
Oh, the monolith? The
monolith.
Yeah,
but I guess I'd just, like, something along... Maybe that idea, like, but maybe mom would be like, oh my god, I'm stuck in the TV. Or like, I'm from the future.
Just like a 24-hour video of like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that or like a loop of like, I'm from the future, your world is doomed.
COVID was the start.
Yeah, COVID was just the beginning.
Oh man, all the conspiracy theorists, yeah, man.
Like, that's what I would do, I think. Like, get out now. They said it couldn't be done. Go find Project whatever.
Yeah.
Project
Morpheus.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
And it just cuts, and it's just an endless, like, it's a repeating loop.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's a 10-second repeating
loop. What would be the most annoying thing you could put on it?
White noise.
Just like the, like, when your TV's not on the right channel, it's like, yeah. Yes. Or what about the one where it's like all the bars, like the colored bars, like,
oh, yeah, that sucks too. Yeah, it sucks too. State of emergency.
Yeah. Just play a state of emergency, like, warning for 24 hours.
Oh, that would suck. That would suck.
Well, the question doesn't say that we have to be there. It's just we control it.
I think at some point you'd, like, have some sort of be affected by it, no?
But I'm not in New York. I'm in Canada.
Okay. Sure. But we have the equivalent here in Canada.
On the...
Dundas Square?
Yeah. Then I just want to be in Toronto.
Which, fun fact... I do have access to one of those screens.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yo, let's advertise a podcast.
Let's do it. I hear advertising is cheap right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be music, free advertisement for bands, or VTubers.
Okay. Well, awesome. Let's move on to the next question from...
Just run all of Naruto. For 24 hours.
Oh, just run anime?
Just run anime. Different anime on each screen.
It could be fun.
How many times can you watch Kill la Kill in one day?
Yeah, I don't know. All right, next question. Let me get this right. Jacking in.
Oh.
Through the local area network.
Baby.
Is rolling.
That was a lot of prep for that.
Yeah.
This better be a good question.
Subject line, tis the season, baby.
Tis the season, baby. I know where this is going.
It's that time of year, nerds. So this month's question is pretty simple. What are some of your favorite Christmas songs? It could be whatever you're firing up this year or some of your all-time Christmas playlist staples. And since it is the season of giving, I'll share mine too.
Okay.
My go-tos at the moment are Holiday Cheer and The Best Is Yet to Come by Bien for that warm, happy, fuzzy Christmas feeling.
That sounds French as fuck.
And This Christmas by Oh Wonder for those holiday blues, and I Start Missing People.
Bro, these are the hips. Are these hipster picks? I can't
Cheers, tell. Cheers, Lan.
I can't tell. Rolando. I probably heard this. Y'all got... I got a lot. I got a bunch. I love Christmas music.
Okay. Okay.
One, honestly,
okay.
The Michael Bublé Christmas album.
Okay.
I think that's the top three.
Okay.
Like,
is it what only top by Mariah Carey?
Okay. This is here we go. So we got Michael Bublé.
Yes.
It's not. I don't know what I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Okay.
That one's pretty good.
Okay.
What else do we got here? Ooh, Spice Girls, Christmas Rapping.
Okay.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Oh, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, but the Michael Bublé version.
Yes, I know that. No.
That's a classic.
Yes.
Another one I really like is Baby Is Cold Outside. That's a classic.
Oh, yes. That's this morally ambiguous
song. The morally ambiguous song. Yeah. It's a classic. That's a classic. The Most Wonderful Day of the Year from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
The puppet one with the talking snowman.
I remember that one. Yeah.
What was the one by NSYNC?
Was
it Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays?
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays. Yeah,
that's NSYNC, yep.
Chuck Berry, Run Rudolph Run.
Okay.
Run Rudolph. That one's a classic.
Yep.
But I think my top three, I think it's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas by Michael Bublé at number three.
Mm.
Number two, probably Santa Baby by Ariana Grande.
Oh,
or Santa
wow.
Tell Me, sorry.
Wow.
That's a modern day one that is very, very good.
Mm.
It's a good song.
Okay.
And number one has to be Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my top three.
Those are your top three?
There's a lot of great ones. Any Christmas song done by Frank Sinatra, classic.
Yeah.
Just.
So All right.
What about you? You hate Christmas music. You
pick
nothing.
Yeah. I'm the exact opposite, Anthony. I hate Christmas music. I used to work retail, and I remember the day after Halloween, I just dreaded coming into the mall.
I loved it.
I fucking hated it.
I loved it.
I hate Christmas music, guys.
I
love the season of Christmas, but it's not that I hate Christmas music, but I just can't stand it.
It's been ruined for you?
Yeah.
I'll play some later. It's cool.
No.
Yeah.
I can unplug the speakers.
Can you?
Yeah.
Do you know how?
That's a button.
I'm going to grab this control over here. Put it over here.
I'm just going to undo your connection.
It's going to block it.
To the monitor. You fool.
That's going to... There we go. Oh.
Anyways,
let's put that there.
But thank you for writing in, Roland. Or I mean, Lon. Whatever you want to go by.
I think we go by both.
Okay.
I think we've decided he has two names.
Sorry, it's just Roland to me.
There's too many good ideas. We couldn't pick one.
Yeah. Last question comes in from BM.
Mac Attack?
The bowel movement.
That's just mean.
Because he's got a hot take.
All
question
right.
mark.
Hot take?
Yeah. Hello, nerds.
Yes.
Hearing Vince talk about F1 last week reminds me of Tyra Capetta, which I don't think I pronounced that correctly, but whatever. Which, in my opinion, is the better racing anime manga than
this
Initial
is the
D.
one.
Oh fuck!
This
yes.
is the one he always reminds us of, and we're like, oh yeah, we'll totally watch it. And
oh,
I think now,
my God.
I think now he's just like, fucking watch it, you losers! What the fuck,
Tyra Capetta, huh?
Like Tyra Banks.
Tiara Capella? I don't know.
It's probably Italian or something.
Is it?
Probably.
No, it's got to be an anime.
Yeah, but they can steal words from other people. Like, it's not... What?
I think it's just Capetta.
Capetta. Capetta.
Capetta.
Mamma mia.
Capetta. I don't know. Anyways, but this is the one that's... It started in 2005. He starts his karting and he goes all the way up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's why. Because it's a manga, right?
I thought they made an anime on
it. Is it an anime?
I'm pretty sure they made an anime.
Okay, what? I got some time. Maybe. No, I don't got time. What am I saying?
I'm telling you, that's the new anime club, man. Formula One.
Okay, you know what, Brian, for you, I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch three episodes. If I can find this thing, I will watch three episodes.
You're going to give it the three episode
try? And I will come back next week and tell you if it's actually better than Initial right, D. Based off the first three episodes.
I'm going to hit up a website.
That doesn't exist.
Okay. But I'm going to try and find it. Yeah. How do you spell this?
It's just C-A-P-E. Cape and T-A.
No, it's just giving me Captain Tsubasa.
Then put anime.
What's the whole one? What's the whole name?
T-A-I-R-A.
And then Capta?
Yeah.
Ooh, no results found on this website that doesn't exist.
Mm. Well, that's
interesting.
A shame.
Interesting.
That's a shame. Anyways, so that's a tad tangent. He actually has a question related here.
Okay.
Because this is his hot take, which is that this anime is better than Initial D. And
okay.
Listen, we'll see.
Give me these hot takes.
Related to last week's question, which arcade game did you spend the most, and which arcade cabinet would you want to have at your home if money and availability was not a problem? Thanks. Which arcade cabinet?
Did I play the most?
Yeah. When we grow. Okay, how about this? We can't say, well, I want a MAME cabinet.
No, I would never. Okay. That's blasphemy. Okay. If someone's going to give me the money to buy an arcade cabinet, I'm buying official hardware.
Yeah, like, we're not doing the emulator shit.
No,
it's
got
to be the real thing.
Bro, who are you talking to?
I guess that's true. Yeah, that's true.
I would say the game that I spent the most money on, or more accurately, the most of my parents' money on, is probably Time Crisis 2.
DOS?
Yeah. I played so much fucking Time Crisis 2 that... Even in my adult year, at least last year I did it, I was able to beat that game on one credit.
Oh, wow. Wow.
At least on the PS2 version.
But yeah.
The Time Crisis 2 holds like a super, super special like place in my memory. I love it. I don't know what it is about like gun games, but I love the shit out of them.
Yeah, I don't know what I played the most as a kid. I know what, like, I guess the fighting game I played the most was Marvel vs. Capcom.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's the most I played in that.
Like superhero, games. Like or the original or two.
No. The superhero one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Street Fighter versus Marvel Supers or something. I don't know.
Okay.
But but I think no. The most that I played is probably it probably has to be a racing game. Which racing game? I don't know which one it is.
What's the one where you double press the pedal and you do you pop a wheelie in your car?
Cruising USA.
Yeah, Cruising USA.
No.
Is it?
Or was that Rush?
I think it was Cruisin'. I think Rush was more huge jumps.
Okay. Because I can't remember if this is correct, but did Daytona USA only have 4-player max? Or did it have 8?
I know the IndyCar one had 8 because the one at Playdium had the giant machine.
Yeah. But Daytona was only 4, right?
I think so. I believe so.
Okay. Yeah.
Both those games suck anyways.
What are you talking about? Daytona.
Daytona. Rolling start.
I don't want that. In the demo screen, it's just rolling start?
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right.
No, I guess mine would have to be a racing cabinet, though, because you just can't get that experience anywhere else.
True. Would you want a cabinet that you could... I guess we're not doing MAME cabinets.
Right.
Do you want like a super arcade
Yeah, I style? Want like an arcade one. Like, I don't want like a custom one. I want like whatever you can buy. But yeah, I guess mine would have to be like one of the Initial Ds, like, I don't know, fifth stage.
Is that the one you want though, or is that the one you played the most?
I think the one I played the most was fourth or third. But like,
I'm gonna hit you with a wild fact about me.
What?
I've never played an Initial D game in the cabinet.
Whoa,
never.
Damn, homie.
Yeah, I'm missing out.
You missed out on some quality Asian life.
I'm not Asian.
I mean, my family would say otherwise.
That's what it seems at this point. Yeah. At this point, yeah, I guess.
So, yeah. Yeah, I think that's what I would take. I guess now I understand his question. Okay, cool. Listen, at this point, bowel movement, Capetta is you've definitely like my expectations are high. This could be either my late to the party award or disappointment of the year.
What is?
Whatever his recommendation for this racing anime is.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I was gonna say for the one I want in my home.
Yeah.
I was gonna pick the Poppin' Music Piece cabinet.
Oh yeah, like the rhythm,
like Japanese games. Rhythm games, yeah, and that stuff. That
would be a good cabinet to have. Yeah.
It was either Poppin' Music or like the when I played at the Club Sega in Japan, there was Drum Mania, which is classic, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was one above Drum Mania, and I forgot what the name was, but it had even more pads and two pedals.
Mm.
And it was wild, and that one was sick.
Mm.
And I was going to say Poppin' Music Piece, because that was the latest Poppin' Music one, but apparently there's a new Poppin' Music cabinet, Kaimei Riddles, but I don't know what this is. It's got, like, the mascots for the Poppin' Music people are Sherlock Holmes characters.
Hmm.
So I don't know. Yeah, it'd probably be a rhythm game. Yeah. You know what? Okay. Poppin' Music or Sound Vortex? I'm going to go with Poppin' Music. I'm going to pick a Poppin' Music machine.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Sound Vortex is cool, but...
You just wouldn't get like a DDR set?
I don't like DDR.
Oh, you don't?
I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan of the Ditter.
Of the Ditter. It's
Oh, because you're a Dance Revolution Max kind of guy.
No, I don't play the dance games, period, at all. Ever.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, I think I'd get a Poppin' Music machine, but a close second is a Sound Vortex machine.
Yeah, I think mine would definitely have to be a racing one. Initially, it's up close up front, but like my memories of pod racing, that might be fun too. Pod racing arcade game.
You don't want the Beachhead 2000 machine?
No.
You get in the dome, baby, just start going around?
I don't know. How do you feel about those modern light gun shooter ones where they put you in a box and the curtains and you're seated?
Those are cool.
Yeah, like that would be cool too, right?
What was the one where it was like you and the other player were like, quote, trapped on an island, but then the way you play determines your love ranking between each other?
Oh, what the fuck? I have no idea.
I don't remember what that one was.
Yeah.
Arcade light gun love ranking.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
If I find it, I'll bring it back, but...
Okay. Well, there you go. Interesting question.
Yeah, that was actually... I like that.
It's fun. That was a fun one. We didn't really give you definitive answers, but...
What are you talking about? I gave him a definitive answer.
I guess.
Tom Chris's too.
So I guess none of us are doing, like, the old retro thing. Like, you just want, like, a Pac-Man machine. Like, a Miss Pac-Man.
No, there...
Like, a Street Fighter 2 cab.
At this point...
You don't want, like, a... What's the difference between this picture and this picture? Point and click.
No, if I want... an arcade cabinet. Mm. I want an experience that can only be done on the arcade.
Fair. Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
Something like super unique, because arcade cabinets got wild, and they are still wild now.
Yeah, modern arcade cabinets, like they're rare, like the new ones. Mm-hmm. But when you see them, you're like, wow,
it's crazy.
Vidya Games. But yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, let's talk about some picks this week.
What?
Apple has a new fashion accessory.
Oh, I heard.
Yes. It's a purse. No, it's not. But it's priced like a designer purse.
It's priced like a designer bag.
Yeah, man. It's called the AirPods Max. And these are the Apple's in foray into over-the-ear premium luxury headphones. They are, of course, supposed to sound amazing, change your life, noise cancellation, 20 hours of battery life.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into that, then cool. I think they're very expensive.
Bespoke fits.
Yes, they're very expensive considering what they are. You look for anything else in the price category, and they're about half, you know, everything else is about half the price.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I should say, yeah, Apple called their $550. You can get, like, an equivalent pair of Sonys for about $300, so... But, I mean, that's just the Apple, that's the Apple way.
You don't get those magnetized cups, baby.
That's true, you don't get the magnetized cups. No, you don't. So... Interesting.
This thing looks crazy. I'm actually really interested to see reviews of it, because if they are really good headphones, like, yeah. I spend a lot of money on headphones.
Yeah.
And like, if they're worth the price, it might be the first Apple product I ever buy.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I've ever bought an Apple product.
Oh.
Because that iPod I have, I didn't buy it.
Oh, it was a gift?
Yeah. Or it was a hand-me-down, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Well, then I don't know.
Because they look super nice, but if they're not just... Because TJ brought up a good point while we were eating, where, like, they own Beats. Like, Apple owns Beats. If it's just, like, a Beats quality in a cooler case, then...
I don't think so, because Beats is, like, they're slowly trying to kill off that brand.
Are they really?
Yeah, like, the latest product they
introduced...
They
spent a billion on it.
Yeah, but the latest product they introduced was, like these headphones that were aimed at the entry level market.
Hmm.
And I own, I think, the last set of like earbud style Beats that were released, and these are the Power Beats Pro.
Yeah,
and they're great. But then, like half a year later, Apple introduced the AirPods Pro, which just outclassed them in every way. So, I don't know. It's tough to say. I don't think we can look at Beats as any sort of benchmark anymore.
That's fair.
That's not to say these new AirPods are whatever. I don't know. Yeah. They could be whatever. They're not for me. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, over-the-ear headphones are not for me. I have my AirPods Pro, and I'm very happy with those. So, but they're cool for the people who might want these. I don't know. They're headphones.
It looks pretty cool, but I don't know, really. Yeah. Like, I feel like audiophiles are going for the hipster brands. They're going for, like, Sennheisers or Kipslitch or whatever the fuck you pronounce that shit.
Oh, yeah, but people with money are going to get the AirPods.
True.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I had this other weird one.
Mm-hmm.
This came across my Twitter feed, and it was a movie trailer. And I was like, what, is that Mario Lopez? Why has Mario Lopez got this weird makeup on?
Okay.
Turns out he is going to be in a mini movie on, is it Lifetime? HBO Max? I can't quite remember. Lifetime. And Mario Lopez is starring as Colonel Sanders in a movie called, what the fuck is this movie called?
I don't remember. I thought it was a joke, so I didn't actually pay attention to the title.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely a movie. Oh, A Recipe for Seduction.
Oh my god.
It is a romantic thriller?
It looks like it. There's like murder and kidnapping and shit.
And Colonel Sanders is at the heart of this because he has got the secret recipe.
That's... What's going on, man? What's going on with Lifetime?
I gotta say, like, this is, for me, this is peak 2020. Like, we have arrived. Like, this
nothing,
is it.
Nothing matters anymore.
Like, I need to see this movie. Like, it's not even coming out in theaters. It's just...
I don't know if I do. I think I might be done.
I gotta see it. I gotta know.
No, it's a mini movie. It's a
mini movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a mini film or whatever.
Yeah. All right, well...
Imagine it's like a hour and a half...
Yeah,
epic with Mario Lopez as Colonel Sanders.
If you guys haven't seen this, just look it up.
Yeah, it's worth looking at the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer's exciting.
Well, I don't know about anything past that.
No, the trailer's exciting. Oscar level performances here.
Oh my god,
I think they're gonna get like an Oscar for best makeup because turning Mario Lopez into Colonel Sanders. Sanders?
Yo,
wow,
yo, that's freaking white face.
I couldn't even tell. The small one here, Persona 5 Strikers. Officially comes to the West next year.
Okay.
In February. I believe this is the Persona 5 Musou game.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Because it was... what was it called in Japan? It wasn't Strikers. It was
Shibuya
like...
Scramble. No.
No, it wasn't Shibuya Scramble. No. But you're close. It was Persona 5 Scramble, the Phantom Thieves.
Okay.
Yes. But Strikers. Strikers comes out, I think, next February. Switch and PS4. I don't know. Has the ship sailed on the Persona 5?
Apparently not.
Okay.
Because remember that time when The World Ends With You 2 came out and everyone was like, yo, low-rent Persona 5, dog.
I guess you're right. How could I have forgotten that already?
It's a bunch of fucking dumb bitches, new-ass weebs who don't know. They don't know, all right?
They don't know. They don't know. What are you saying?
They don't understand that game used to be about shooting yourself in the face.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, that's a thing. Enjoy that.
Will I? It's a Musou game. Maybe TJ will. TJ, you gonna enjoy yourself?
For what?
For Persona 5 Musou?
So that is a Musou game?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Okay.
Okay, well there you go. Yeah, no, that's though that was it for
okay,
me.
Okay, which one would you rather have? Would you rather have that Zelda Musou, or would you rather have Persona
5 Musou? Oh, the Zelda Musou.
Oof. All right.
Easy.
Goodbye.
Because who cares about Persona 5 after the story's finished?
True.
And this is all about after. My last pick is actually kind of exciting. Is it? I don't know.
Is it? See.
The Marvel MCU.
Is. Done.
No. Continuing.
Oh my god.
You may have seen the reports that Kate Bishop has been seen in filming.
Yeah. I've heard the hiring of other Spider-Men.
So we're going to talk about the Spider-Man. Spider-Man 3. Tom Holland, Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
They have announced that someone's going to be in this movie. Do you know who they announced?
Someone's.
You know who they announced?
Is it Dr. Octopus?
Dr. Oct. Do you know who else they announced?
No.
Everybody else.
Oh my god.
Everybody has been confirmed for the next Spider-Man. When I say everybody, do you know who I'm referring to?
Tobey Maguire.
Yes.
Andrew Garfield.
Yes.
Other people.
Kirsten Dunst.
Jamie Foxx.
Emma Watson.
Wait, is Electro back?
Jamie Foxx is back.
Oh my god.
Jamie Foxx is back. I don't know if you remember, but the ending to Spider-Man... What was the second one? Oh, Far From Home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was J. Jonah Jameson on the teleprompter. On the big screen in Times Square.
Yeah.
Being like Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Like
he is Peter Parker. Yes. He unmasked him. He doxed him.
And we all know that J. Jonah Jameson's from the original... That J. Jonah Jameson's from the original Spider-Man movies.
Yes.
So this pretty much all but confirms that this third Spider-Man is going to be a Spider-Verse
That's film.
God damn. They know how to get me. I guess I gotta be into the hype.
I feel like if you go see it, I'll go see it. But I'm not gonna go see this by myself.
I have to see this. I have to see
if theaters ever open again.
I have to see Andrew Garfield be the one true Spider-Man. And I have to see who the hell they're gonna hire for Miles Morales. Because there is no way this movie is coming out in 2021. Without a black Spider-Man. There's just no way. Or a female Spider-Man. And it's got to be Gwen.
Okay.
So I need to see how this is done. I know everything about it. I know I'm super excited, but I probably should let my hype die down.
All right.
At this point, it looks like Tom Holland is just going to be a cameo in his own movie because of everyone else.
So. Sorry, Tom. Yeah. You had two movies already?
Yeah. But it's exciting. It's exciting stuff. Those are my picks.
I remembered what the game was.
Hmm.
It's called Let's Go Jungle, Lost on the Island of Spice.
Sounds like a hentai.
It was the spiritual successor to House of the Dead 4 special.
Wow.
And I also think they repurposed the game into a Transformers-like gun game called Human Alliance.
Yes, 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 yes.
So that, I just remember that. That was it.
Cool.
So my picks, let's go through it. We got more information about the Monster Hunter movie. Other than that, they pissed off China.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
With that joke.
With that Chinese joke. Look, you're laughing. Ah, that was pretty good. That's a classic.
Chinese.
Director Paul W.S. Anderson was recently quoted as mentioning his inspiration to make this movie.
Okay.
And he mentions, quote, "Well, it kind of came organically. Based on where Monster Hunter had been before. And I was very influenced by a crossover Monster Hunter had done before with none other than Metal Gear Solid." End quote.
What?
If people who don't know this, Metal Gear Solid had a game called Peace Walker.
Mm.
It was a PSP.
PSP.
It came out on the PSP in 2010. And they had a crossover with Monster Hunter Freedom Unite where you... with a group of peeps, could take on a Tigrex as Snake.
Mm.
And he still had all of his Monster Hunter attacks. He'd throw boulders at you and shit, except you were shooting him with AKs.
Yes. Yes.
And perform in CQC. Like,
yes.
I don't know if this makes this movie better or worse.
Yeah, I don't know. So on one hand, it's like, this is such a deep cut that you're like... This is the most authentic experience.
Yeah, 100%.
But it's also like you took the shit that was least relevant to Monster Hunter.
You took the side game.
Yeah, and you made it the primary focus. Like, what? Like, you missed the point. But... Because now it makes sense when you see the original teaser for this movie.
Yeah, 100% it makes sense.
And people were shitting on like, yo, why the fuck are there tanks and shit? I'm like, oh, Metal Gear.
Because Metal Gear. Nano machines, motherfucker.
I know. And now I'm just like, why? Why?
Why not? Keeping on the Metal Gear train, Oscar Isaac has been cast as Solid Snake in Sony's Metal Gear Solid movie.
Solidus Snakeus.
No, not Solidus Snake. That's Metal Gear Solid 2.
Oh, my bad.
Right? That's the president of the United States who has a robot suit.
God.
And is also a ninja.
Stupid. Why did I even bother?
Where he teams up with a vampire and walk on water.
Some dumb shit, my friend.
So yeah, Oscar Isaac, that's pretty much the news. Oscar Isaac is going to be Solid Snake. I think it's pretty good casting.
Sure.
It looks pretty good. I want to see what this movie actually is, because Metal Gear Solid Story is fucking dumb.
Okay.
So we'll see. And then I got a bunch of quickies.
Quickies, he says.
Maybe I shouldn't have phrased it like that, but you know, Keiichiro Toyama. He is the creator of Silent Hill and Gravity Rush for Sony.
Yeah.
He left Sony. He's gone.
Why?
He's gone because he's gonna make his own studio, baby.
Why gotta be greedy?
I think he just wants to make his own games.
Stop being greedy.
But that's the news. I love fucking both those games. I love Silent Hill. I love Gravity Rush. I want to see him do more, just like all these other Japanese people have been doing, where they're leaving big companies to go make their own stuff, and it's been working out well.
Okay.
So hopefully this works out too. I'm really excited.
Okay.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the game.
The game.
That got announced a while ago. We talked about it, but now it has a release date of January 14th. So next year.
Okay.
It'll be available on the Switch, PlayStation 4, PC, Xbox One, and the most important, Google Stadia. after that, King of Fighters 15 is a video game that exists. It revealed 5 returning characters. It didn't show any sort of like in-game graphics. It's just concept art.
Okay.
So K Dash is in it. Leona's in it. Kyo's in it.
Yeah.
Shun He from 14 is in it. He was the kid who looked like Nero, and he had the fire and ice demon hands.
Okay.
It seems like right now Benny Maru's in it. They're just bringing back all the classics, all the people you know. But this is more of just the thing that, hey, King of Fighters exists. Apparently it's going to greatly differ from the previous game, and it's, quote, the most ambitious yet, which that last part is just fucking marketing speak. But
okay,
King of Fighters different, like being wildly different is interesting.
Okay.
Because the last King of Fighters game to come out since 14 is the fucking all-girls battle.
Oh, right? Yes.
So some people are kind of just like a little bit worried that they're like, oh, maybe they're going to make it more arcadey, because they already did their serious Samurai Showdown.
I would be worried too.
So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. And then the last one is about corporate wokeness.
We'll say
Twitch.
Oh no.
The leading video game website.
Yes.
Or streaming website, I'll say.
Yes.
They have removed a term because it is offensive to people with disabilities. Do you know what this term is?
With disabilities?
Yeah.
Are they muggles?
No. They're magicless bitches. No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Blind playthrough.
Wait, what?
They removed the term blind playthrough from their website because it was offensive to blind people.
What?
Yeah, that's a thing that happened. So,
what?
Other than our reaction, obviously we think it's kind of a ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
Are we at a point now in terms of wokeness that like words cannot have different contexts, like mean different things in different contexts? Like, is that where we're at now?
I think so.
Or is this like, I've been thinking that this is what, like I said at the top of the story, is corporate wokeness, which is not really real wokeness, but they're just trying to smooth out any sort of edge that they could ever possibly have in order to not be sued or have bad press in the future. Because, like, there's companies now who are doing stuff like this where I feel it's beyond any reasonable person to where they would be like, oh, yeah, that's an issue. Like, nobody's thinking that blind playthrough is an issue. Well, other than the fucking writers on Kotaku, because there were a bunch of sensitive...
Just so that I'm clear, like, no one complained.
No one complained.
They just did it.
They just did it.
As a precautionary.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, fair play to them. You know, like, you can never be... They're clearly ahead of the game. Like, you can never be too sure now. And... I don't know, man.
I asked a legally blind person.
Oh, God.
If they were offended by this statement. Oh, God. And he said, no, I'm not. And then I joked... Yeah, because you can't see it anyways. But you can't read it anyways.
Okay, but like, let's say this goes through. What if I put like virgin playthroughs?
Virgin playthroughs?
Yeah.
Like, oh, virgin.
Virgin playthroughs. Is that offensive to virgins?
Well, are you targeting female virgins or male virgins? I'm targeting incels. Oh, incels? Oh, then no. Okay. No, just those are straight white males. It's okay. Their fault. Okay. Who gives a shit? Fuck those nerds. Well, you can't fuck those nurses. They're virgins. But exactly. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Okay, okay. No, but like...
Like, I understand where it's coming from.
Me too, but like, it's not like there was ever precedent for like... It's not like this was ever even remotely considered offensive at one point in time.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I know there's certain jokes like in the past you can't say now because they're like...
Mm.
Whatever, but even back then, I think there are people still understood that, like, saying, like, the reason those jokes were made is because they were not,
yeah, because they were edgy,
yes,
right, like, or, the edge level,
yeah. Whereas blind playthrough has never had that edge to it, it's always just been like,
oh, I'm going into it with no context, yeah. I don't know what's gonna happen,
yeah. So, then what should we call this, a sightless playthrough?
Well, they did
first playthrough,
yeah.
Oh,
so it's like it's your first playthrough,
okay,
which, like, it works. And also, like, we're arguing over semantics.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's not actually the listing of the category that matters. Yeah. It's the fact that they changed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just such a weird thing to...
This is a very weird thing.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. How do I put this into words?
I didn't like it.
How do I put this into words? It's overly sensitive.
Yeah, it is, but welcome to the modern day world.
Shit.
This is where we live now.
Well, I guess.
Yes.
So yeah, that was dumb.
Yep. Sounds fun.
And then that's it.
Okay,
cool. Those are my picks.
Awesome. I guess we can move into our weeks then.
Yeah. You want to know what I did this week?
What?
Fucking nothing.
What? But you got nothing else going on now.
Oh, but I had a bunch of stuff to do in the first part of the week because I was finishing up all my papers until Sunday.
So then you finish your papers.
Yeah. And then on Monday and Tuesday, I read more of the Shiori Experience. Did I talk about this last week or no?
The Shiori?
Where?
Oh, the Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix.
Yes.
Bro, that manga turns into Shaman King.
Oh, really?
I just met a character who has the ghost of another legendary rock star.
Oh, fun.
And they might be trying to get a bunch of people who were legendary rock stars and died and create an ultimate band of some sort. I don't know. It's really fucking good, this series. It's super, super, super good. Can't recommend it enough.
That good, huh?
What else happened? Record of Ragnarok got a new chapter. That was cool. Played more League of Legends.
I know you did. You savage.
I figured out the problem with my ranked.
Oh, I thought you meant your problem, like, in that you keep going back.
Oh, that I keep going back? Yeah. No, it's a good video game and I have no self-control. That's the problem.
Oh, okay. Just making that clear for the audience.
So, with my ranked progress, I don't know what it is. Like, either... If I play ADC, my support just doesn't want to do anything. No engages, doesn't want to, like, just put any pressure or anything. If I go jungle, then my top dies and all this shit. Like, I get no follow-up from my mid. And so I've realized that nobody knows how to play support. And that's the biggest gap.
So what are you going to do?
So I went back to support. I think I've won my last 6 games in a row. And I've gotten multiple games where the enemy team goes, fucking GG support diff. And I'm like, hell yeah. Hell yeah, support diff, because I'm way better than these people.
Wow. Wow. I'm glad you made yourself feel better.
So I went back to Alistar, giant moo cow, knocks people up. Yeah. Went back to Leona, but the one I've been trying to learn how to play now because of the new buffs is Taric. Taric is a man who is obsessed with gemstones, and he can link himself to another person. So his Q is a heal. Or sorry, I should start with the W. His W is a move where you link you and yourself. Or you and somebody else together. And while you're within a certain distance, they gain bonus armor based on a percentage of your armor.
Okay.
So they get a little buff and a shield.
I like hearing this.
Okay. And then the rest of his skills also cast on the player you're linked with.
Okay.
So if you press Q, which is your heal, and it's kind of an AoE heal around your person, it'll cast on both of you.
Okay.
And if you're stacked on top of each other, you'll get like double heal.
Okay.
If you use your stun, which is just like a charged up crystal beam that's going to shoot in front of you, it shoots out of both of you.
Okay. Right?
So you could be linked up but hiding in a bush and then let your opponent go, or your teammate go and stun the enemy and then you go shit on him. But his final move, which is great, is after you press it and after a certain amount of time, like a giant crystal comes down and makes it makes you and the targeted person and anybody within the vicinity of you guys invulnerable to damage for a couple seconds. You just don't take damage.
Oh, like immunity field?
Like, yeah, straight up immunity field. And it lasts for a certain amount of time.
Can the enemy destroy that field?
Nope.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They can kill you before it hits on you. And then it's like you get half the effect.
Oh,
but.
Okay, I see.
But you can't get rid of it once it's on. So I found it very useful for low elo because when people play Master Yi, they go fucking ham.
They just dive in.
So they either I'll put it on my Master Yi, or if a Master Yi comes to us, I'll time it in such a way that, he's in his alpha strike.
Fair enough.
He's not really doing damage.
Yeah.
And then I'll bring it down. Bam, we're invulnerable. Shit on him.
Yeah, be like, bye-bye.
Yeah, and then it's game over. So it's been... it's been fun just learning that new champion. And I think I'm trying to decide on what hobby I want to do for the winter break. Do I want to go through all of the Uncharted games?
Oh, what hobby?
Yeah. Do I want to buy a soldering iron
to
learn how to solder so I can replace capacitors on my old systems and stuff?
Okay, why?
Because,
Just to do it?
Just to do it. Because they're all super old now, those capacitors. And if they start leaking on the boards and stuff, it'll ruin... everything.
Good.
So you just make them fresh. And I can finally fix that fucking game gear I got from you guys.
Oh, it doesn't work?
It's not perfect.
Okay.
The screen could be better.
Who gave you game gear? TJ or me?
One of you guys did. I don't know.
Might have been you,
actually. You gave me a game gear with a battery pack.
Yes.
Yeah, it was you.
Did you also give me a game gear?
I don't know.
Because I have two game gears now.
Oh.
Maybe. Who knows?
Okay, so we both gave
a game gear. Both might have gave me a game gear.
Oh, okay. Just checking. I just didn't know who gave it to
you. Yeah, I think you both might have gave me a game gear.
Okay.
So yeah, and just to replace stuff, like my original Xbox is having issues. And everything I've been reading online is linked to capacitor issues and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And then, I got my two exams to finish by next week, and done until the 11th. Yeah, I'm done until the 11th, I think.
Nice.
So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a chill week. I'm sure I'll have more next week because I'll have actually done more stuff.
Cool.
Unless I just play League again. So
you probably will just do that.
Shit.
No doubt.
Like the band?
Yes. Gwen Stefani is just in the back. Yeah. She's rooting for you.
Yeah, don't speak about League. No doubt.
Yeah, we don't speak it. Cool.
What about you? What do you do?
Played some more games.
I heard you stayed up until 5 a.m. playing 13 Sentinels.
I did, but I'll talk about that later. Beat Overcooked 2.
Okay.
So me and girlfriend did that. And the end, it was cool. Like, I didn't realize that game had Horde mode. I didn't realize that game had Horde mode.
What do you mean Horde mode?
People, zombies are coming to tear down your kitchen.
Yeah.
So you gotta feed the zombies.
But they don't tear down your kitchen?
But the caveat is, every meal you make, the zombies pay you. And the money is used to rebuild the borders on your kitchen.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Then can you upgrade your kitchen?
No.
Oh, okay.
But whatever, we beat the game and it was like, oh, that was fun. And it's like, new game plus, get the double high score. I'm like, nah, that's not fun.
Nah, I'm good.
So then we went to the DLC and oh my god, that game is infinitely harder with the DLC.
What do you mean?
Like, they just add so many other mechanics. It's almost like a new game. It almost makes me want to buy all the DLC. Because I'm just doing the seasonal stuff right now.
Okay.
You should do it. Oh. It's on sale. Just
get it. Yeah, I'm thinking, like, I'm waiting for, like, I guess, whatever the Boxing Day sales where you get the one pack and you get everything.
Oh, okay.
It's holy, like, it just gets hard.
All right.
Like, we were just, like, we had to, like, sit down and, like, write out game plans and, like, strategies and be like, I need you here to do this and this.
If you don't do this, we're going to have an issue.
But you can only do this for 25 seconds and then we got to role swap because I'm going to be over here.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Okay. Yeah. And then we associated, like, or, like, we named certain quadrants of the screen numbers.
Yeah.
And so now we're just referring, like, I need you at 5 doing this.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was ridiculous.
Man, that's...
Because it's just the two of us, right?
That's like, too much.
It's
too much.
When there's four people, it's I think it's easier to, like, compartmentalize tasks.
You would think.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But with two, it's just like, oh, we got to do so much. Got to do so much. Okay. So, yeah, but it was fun. And then, I guess for the long time, I didn't realize she had a Kinect,
mm-hmm.
like an Xbox Kinect.
Mm-hmm.
So we put that on and we played Kinect Sports.
It's the wrong Kinect game.
It was all right. It was all right.
It's the wrong Kinect.
It was all right. I don't know if it was as fun as Wii Sports. It was more tiring.
That's the one. That's the sports
game. Yeah, but then we played, what is it? Dance?
Central.
There you go. Why did I want to say Rhythm Nation?
Rhythm Nation? Dance Rhythm Nation?
Yeah.
What?
Dance Central.
I'm going to Google that right now because I don't think it's a thing.
I don't know. Anyways, you play Dance Central, the dancing game that is the superior version to Just Dance.
Yeah, that game's awesome. That game's so good.
That game's so tiring.
Janet Jackson had an album called Rhythm Nation.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Anyways, yeah, so Dance Central. Wow, that game is so tiring. You gotta dance.
Yeah, you. It's just dancing.
Like it's not like DDR where you're just hitting squares on the floor.
No.
Like the kid and like I'm playing this game. I'm like, man, this is impressive considering this is on the 360, way back in what 2000.
Who cares? It's old. It's gone.
Yeah, it's old. But I'm like, Kinect is pretty like monumental for its time. I forgot like how really cool that was.
And yeah, you were playing on the old Kinect.
Yeah.
The Xbox One version of that game is awesome. It's so much more accurate.
Oh, I know. I had the Xbox One Kinect.
Yeah.
It's wild. So like it was fun playing that. Fun game.
How hard did you go? How many calories did you burn?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. We just did whatever exhibition mode. I don't know.
Okay.
Not workout mode. No. No. I was like, oh, this is too tiring. I can't do it. And then I played more 13 Sentinels. I'm 30 hours in now.
Damn, that's a long-ass visual novel.
I know. I'm like an hour and a half away from the ending.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm that close. I tried to beat it for today, but I ran out of time. But I think I've played it enough now to where it's like, yeah, this game's excellent.
Okay.
Everything I said last week still applies. It's still awesome. The story's awesome. The great part now is, like, the twist has happened. Like, I know what this is all about now.
Uh-huh.
But the great part about it is, now that, even though I know what the twist is, now I'm not so, like, it's great in that I still don't know how it's going to end. And whatever endings I can think of, there's always a compromise to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if that's... If there's a right ending to this game. But I guess that's just what makes it a good story.
The story's just, like, morally ambiguous?
Yeah, it's just like, well, is it?
That's cool.
Yeah, like...
I like that.
And, So it makes you think. I played more of the quote-unquote strategy RPG thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you are good at... If you have, like... If you're pretty decent at any sort of RPG, strategy RPG, you will fly through this thing.
It's just easy.
Yeah, like, I'm playing on normal, and it's ranked, obviously, from, like, D to... What is it?
S
to S.
Triple S.
S and then S star.
Okay.
S star, baby. S
all day, every day.
All day, every day. S star. That's all I can do. Like, and like, it's easy because like some of them will be like, they'll purposely give you handicaps, like, do this and this, or like only use this and this. And you're like, oh, you think that'd be hard? Huh? but yeah, so it's been pretty good. But yeah, I'm just so close to the end. I just really want to wrap it up now because like, I gotta know how it ends. Okay. Like I want to know. So hopefully, this weekend I'll be able to close that out.
Mm.
I wanted to do it like sometime this week, but I'm just thinking about like my schedule. I'm like, ah, fuck. I can't afford another late night.
Yeah, you can.
No.
It's called coffee.
No, I can't do it. I got too much work I actually have to do.
It's called cocaine.
With the run up to Christmas. So
yeah,
unfortunately, that's where I'm at. Okay. But that's 13 Sentinels. So I'll have it done by next week, and I'll also start The Last of Us, I think. Because I said I'd beat that.
Before, yeah, you should probably beat that
before the year-end awards. Or I could play Ghosts.
Don't do that.
So I'm thinking Ghosts.
Oh, God damn it.
Or who knows? Maybe I'll get caught up in this racing manga that BM had recommended. Yeah, that's been it for me. You know, just 13 Sentinels. Like that game has consumed me. Y'all should play it if you have a chance. I mean, if you can even buy it. I don't even know where you buy it now.
Amazon maybe like an EB or a GameStop that's like off the beaten path.
Yeah, maybe? Like you'd have to search it out now. Yeah. Like it's one of those games where like low production run. Like I guess you can get it off Amazon, but like I don't know if you can get it for a decent price anymore.
Let's look.
I'm not too sure. 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim.
Yeah, it's still full price normally. Yeah.
So if it goes on sale again, I do recommend buying it. If you like something like Steins Gate, sci-fi, hard sci-fi, so good. The story is just wild. It's wild.
Okay.
Check it out. And that's really it. I bought a bed. I built a bed. Mm-hmm. So now I have a bed.
Gross.
I feel like I'm an adult.
No, you should do. Mm. You should get rid of the bed, like altogether.
Mm.
Let me tell you about futons.
Wow. Actually,
you fold that shit away.
So I was also in the market for that one of that too. Not for myself.
Yeah.
But, like, we were also shopping for one. And, yeah, guns are cool. But they're just not big enough.
Why do you want them big? What, you need space?
I have a queen-size bed.
Yeah.
I'm not going back down to, like, a double or a single.
Yo, just get a single. Just get a single.
No.
And then you could fold the futon away and throw it in your closet.
I'm not a tall person.
Yeah.
But even a single's too short for me.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's way too short.
I'm almost too tall for a queen.
Yeah, see, like, it's ridiculous.
I just need a long bed.
Yeah.
I don't need a wide one. I just need a long one.
Yeah, but though, so buying furniture in a state of lockdown in Toronto, it was very interesting.
Why?
So I went to IKEA, mm-hmm. and I did, like, click and collect. So you go, and they bring it to your car. But when you get there, like, you gotta text somebody, like, what's your code?
Yeah. Give me the details.
Yeah, like it's not a I'm here website confirm. It's literally like there's a number like plastered on the parking spot.
Okay.
It's like text this number with your code.
Oh my God.
And so you do that and someone just texts you back an okay. And you're like, what?
The fuck?
These drugs? Some guy comes and there's instructions that say put your ID and your order number up against the window. And so you just hold them there. He looks at it and he's like, okay. And he walks away.
Huh.
And he leaves your stuff there. Like in a cart. By your car.
And then you go get it?
Yeah. I should also say that every car is spaced 5 spaces apart. So, whatever.
Hmm.
But the bed I bought was 80 kilos. So it wasn't a light box. I couldn't exactly just lift it.
Okay.
Like, 80 kilos can I lift? Yes. It's about 170 pounds for those, but like it's just so big and awkward. Like, how do you grab it?
Mm-hmm.
And so getting into my car was a bit of a interesting proposition, but it worked. I got it in there.
Okay.
But yeah, then I came home, built a bed, and then I was so exhausted I slept on said bed.
And if you build it, they shall come.
And that was my Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me watch that F1 race.
Yeah, we watched that at night, but that's what I did during the day. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But that's it for me. Like, nothing else. I hope you guys enjoyed that little story. Again, I'm going to remind you at the beginning and end of every episode to the end of the year, Best of the Year Awards. please write in tnib.letters@gmail.com. You can find all the information on the Facebook page. We might post it on Twitter or something. I don't know. If you follow me on Twitter, I'll try and retweet it or something, or I'll post a link to it. Or
please check out my twit longer.
Is that a thing?
You know, and when people like have to expose somebody.
Oh, I guess so. I'll just post I'll copy the categories and I'll open up my notes app, take a screenshot, and then just and then tweet it out.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully, yeah. Again, write in. Can't wait to hear from you guys, and see y'all next week.
See ya.